The new moon, first day of the 11th month, 45th year of the 120th Jubilee. Dear friends, this is the new moon of the 11th month. Today we'll review the paper, The Fall of Egypt Part 2, The Wars of the End, number 036, underline 2. As we said recently, by mid-January there would be over 700,000 troops mobilised in Russia, and the ground was frozen from last month, and Russia will be ready to invade any time now. The insanity of the West simply grows at astounding rates. The world is becoming aware of the sheer horror of the West's political structure and what they have planned to do to us. The frightening thing is that the people have simply walked into the nightmare without even questioning it. Look at these two URLs. COVID-19 is a designed bioweapon with a toxic structure, says US Army retired colonel, and explains China and US DARPA ties. Next link was COVID vaccines are obviously dangerous and should be halted immediately, says senior Swedish doctors. This is a panel of senior Swedish doctors. Next breaking news. National Health Service director confirms hospitals lied about cause of death to create the illusion of COVID pandemic. In the expose, news.com, see the URL, how UK hospitals manipulated cause of death. Massachusetts attorney Patricia Doherty and Julie Piantedosi urged Attorney General Andrea Campbell to do an investigation, stating that the FDA and CDC hid the known harms of Pfizer's mRNA COVID vaccines from the public, thus violating Massachusetts' established informed consent laws. This is a crime against humanity. What they are doing to the kids is horrendous. When are these people going to do something about it? Look at the URL on children died. 120,000 youngsters died suddenly in the USA by October 2022. These are massive crimes against humanity. Next, Senator Ron Johnson discusses Nuremberg trials and the COVID cartel. One of the reasons the Nuremberg trials were made possible is because Eisenhower made sure the camps were exposed and those horrors were revealed to the world. That's why the first step here is exposure. Once the world really understands what's been done to it, they will become enraged. You see the URL on Johnson discussing the Nuremberg trials, and see also the Twitter, the chief nerd, comments in that URL. So also the aviation industry is compromised, and the rich are only using unvaccinated pilots in their aircraft. You see the link, the FAA has very quietly, tacitly admitted that the EKGs of pilots are no longer normal. We should be concerned, very concerned. Regarding the New World Order, the New World Order is working itself into a control position, but Soros refused to attend the recent conference. They intend to implement Agenda 21. You see that in the article by Glenn Beck. The problem is people are becoming aware of it, and they're having to now use armed police in Davos to keep these people from being attacked. They are afraid. Now, these madmen seek to mutate the DNA of human cells. And the WEF explains how mRNA protein technology will be used to mutate the DNA of human cells at the URL. They are insane. Now, the war in Ukraine, TB, and the NATO war. This is much worse than they're telling you. Look at the URL in relation to the deaths in NATO, and the tuberculosis is escalating there. Now, they're also harvesting organs by machine. They may not even be dead when harvested. Who knows? You see, you're using machines for the collection of organs and biomaterial from soldiers of the armed forces of Ukraine, and it's operating in Ukraine. We never got the truth from NATO or Ukraine or the Pentagon or the White House about what was going on. Colonel Douglas McGregor, and he says the Ukraine has never told the truth. And the results, have a look at the YouTube. There has been one Russian killed for every 8 Ukrainian soldiers killed. There's over 150,000 Ukrainian soldiers dead or serious or critically wounded. However, they will not admit to it. Washington doesn't think, as we know, it emotes. And the result will be the destruction of Ukraine. The ground is fully frozen and Russia should move in any time soon. The collision with the Russians may well precipitate the nuclear exchange that Scripture warns of happening, and Scripture cannot be broken. These are the demons that are working towards this result. Our people have been destroyed by idiocy in the schools and colleges. The professors have implemented a political agenda throughout the universities. The people have sold their freedom for convenience, and the politicians are traitors. It's all too little, too late. One ex-politician wrote last week, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a 20th century prophet, warned that the Western civilization would suffer if it succumbed to materialistic cravings, failed to uphold moral virtues, and ignored the communist threat. Western civilization is now facing the consequences of ignoring his warnings. Even if it's too late, we should try to halt the trend and turn things around. We can do this by rediscovering traditional moral and spiritual values, practicing self-discipline and self-sacrifice, embracing self-reliance and personal responsibility, speaking out against the dangers of communism and the left-wing ideologies, being more involved in civic life, cultivating civic courage, prioritizing community over hyper-individualism, encouraging the preservation of freedom, developing a sense of meaning and purpose, rejecting consumerism and materialism. The problem is that most no longer listen or understand what they have done. The following URL explained the Oxford Union satirist view of where we are, and it's not pretty. So watch British satirist's scathing indictment of woke culture, global warming hysteria, and other issues. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. We simply handed it all over for the sake of indolence and convenience. Many of the leftists penetrated critical institutions and brainwashed our young. Our religions were undermined by the Satanists in Rome and the secret societies. The churches of God were staffed with uneducated idiots who would not insist on the correctness of biblical law and the maintenance of the history of the churches of God. They were destroyed from the US and are now useless. They must be brought to repentance. The members sought peace by assurances from demons. They'll pay for it now in blood, sweat, and tears. They will not have finished fleeing through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes, as we're told by Christ in Matthew 10:23. Prepare now for the witnesses and then the Messiah. Wade Cox, Coordinator General.